Back here on today's Lely Radio Sports page, we're catching up with Central College cross-country coach Joe Dunham. And coach, first off, before we go into team specific, let's just talk about the program as a whole. It has been a terrific start to the season for both the Central men and the Central women's cross-country teams.
Yeah, you know, it's been a great fall. We've really had a great time together as a team. We've got a great culture here at Central College. Lots to be proud of with that. And it's been exciting to see the improvement across the board with both teams. So, yeah, we're excited to get into the championship season now, and just looking forward to seeing how we can compete. And we've got some really good competition that we'll be going up against. So it'll be exciting to see how we stack up.
Absolutely. And we're going to come back, talk on postseason here in a minute, but want to start by kind of talking about the teams themselves, the men's side of things this year. A lot of consistency with that group. I think through five meets on the year, I think third place is the worst that they have finished in a race, which is not something that is, I think, all that common at the collegiate level. You know, when you see different variations of talent level, and I think especially even that last meet at the Bradley Classic, where it's a lot of D1 and D2 schools in competition and still a second place finish. Overall, just a very consistent season for the Central men.
Yeah, you know, we've really tried to just trust the process and, you know, be consistent with our training and just continue to grow through the season and improve as we continue to train. And I've been really proud of these guys. They've been putting in a lot of really hard work, big miles, and just trusting the process. And they're growing as runners, but, you know, they're also growing as people, and they're growing, you know, in other areas of their life, which has been really exciting to witness and to watch. So really proud of them.
And now kind of looking at the women's team there, I mean, talk about a terrific start to the season there. Four consecutive first place finishes and team titles brought home to Central from different meets, and even your own meet here as well. And then, you know, they go and run in the Bradley Pink Classic, and they take fourth place in that one. And you look at the three teams ahead of them, it's a Division One team, two Division One programs in there as well. Overall, just a terrific start to their season as well when you look at those competitions.
Yeah, kind of the same thing on the women's side. It's we've gotten a big shot of energy with a very young class. We have 16 freshmen on our team, and some of those freshmen are in those top seven spots. So it's been exciting to have that just shot of energy of new people and new talent and new personalities and all the great things that come with that. And again, much like the men's team, just really growing as individuals, growing as people, as we continue to trust the process and become, you know, seek to become better runners.
And again, we're talking to Joe Dunham, head coach of the Central College cross country teams here on today's Lely Radio Sports page. Coming back and talking on the men's side of things a little bit, looking at the individual runners. I know William Wadsley has been a pretty consistent force at the top of that lineup. Jack Every in there as well. You've got Donovan Card in that top group who's had success throughout his time in high school and now cross country running at Central. I mean, just looking at some of those individuals that have really helped push, I know that those are kind of the guys that are at the top of the lineup most of the meets there, but who else has kind of jumped out to you and what they've added to allow for some of that team scoring to follow suit as well?
Yeah, you know, Jack Brown has been really kind of our front runner along with William. Those two have been really working well together as our front runners. And then we've just had a really kind of a, just, it's been more by committee. You know, we've got different guys kind of sneaking into those top seven spots pretty much every time we race, and the workouts are no different. We got guys fighting for spots, and so that's been really, really fun to see just that development and that confidence grow. And, you know, we look to see that happen, continue to happen as we get into the conference championships and then on to the regional championships.
And before we touch on the women's side of things too, I kind of want to touch on something you just talked about there with maybe kind of a by committee approach where, you know, it may not be a necessarily consistent, this is my number three, number four, every meet. And one thing that's kind of unique about that, especially in terms of cross country, is, you know, if someone has an off day or something like that, it could drastically affect the scoring. When you have that by committee approach as well as a coach, how much easier does that make your life when you're looking at how things may play out in a meet where it's not, if we're banking on this or that because of the fact that, you know, it might be a day where someone has an off day, but somebody else might be able to step into their place.
Yeah, you know, it definitely depth is key to success at the college level and cross country for sure. And, you know, the talent levels are razor thin. They're all very, very similar. They all put in similar types of training. You know, they're all working really hard and becoming better runners individually. And so, you know, having that depth is really, really important, and it's a fine line. You know, we rely on that, and we're blessed to have a large number of guys that can fill those spots, and they're all working hard to do that. And, you know, we talk a lot about running for something larger than yourself, bigger, more important than yourself, you know, and that being the team. Watching them all work together, train together, and try to become the best that they can for the team has been an exciting thing to be a part of.
I'm sure that has been exciting. And now kind of looking at the women's team there, one thing that has jumped out to me this year is, you know, coming into the year, there was kind of one girl that you thought would be at the top of the lineup for every meet, and that was Peyton Steffen. And unfortunately, she's had to miss some meets due to different injuries and things of that nature. And, you know, even with her having to miss some time, there's been a lot of different girls that have stepped up, including a Maddie Stevens, who has kind of taken that top spot for the Central Women's Program. What can you say about some of the individuals who have stepped up and, you know, really allowed the Central Women to get off to a great, great season?
Yeah, you know, I think there's just been a variety of different reasons that we haven't been able to put together a full team yet on the women's side. You know, at some, you know, it seems like every time we race, there's been one thing or another that have pulled people out. But it's exciting to know, you know, that we're kind of getting healthy now, and we should have everybody moving forward, barring anything that's unforeseen. But yeah, I mean, again, much like the men's team, we're really blessed to have a deep roster and a lot of really talented runners that work hard. And really proud of our girls from top to bottom. They just work really, really hard and are very committed to what they're doing. And so we're able to kind of see that in competition, you know, just see the benefits of their hard work and the results of that. So it's been a really good season, and it's been really fun to watch all of them improve and to see them grow as runners.
Absolutely. And now we get prepared, as you alluded to earlier, postseason stretch here, what's beginning with the conference championships. I believe that with the conference championships this weekend, and then you follow that up with, you know, the regional qualifier and hopefully a ton of participants at the, you know, national meet as well. When you look at this home stretch of the season and trying to set yourselves up well at the American Rivers Conference Championships and the regionals and also nationals as well, what's kind of the thing you're looking for from your group during this stretch?
Yeah, I mean, we've got a big hill to climb. I mean, the conference championships is always very competitive. There's really, really good teams across the board that we'll be competing against, and so we just need to focus on ourselves and focus on the things that we can control, and come in ready to perform at the highest level that we can, and that we're and I have no doubt that our young men and our young women will be able to do that. But it's a very competitive meet, and it's always really fun and challenging, and I'm excited to see how it all plays out.
We're excited to see how it plays out as well. Coach Dunham, appreciate the time, and best of luck as you get into the postseason time for cross country here at Central.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. That was Joe Dunham, head coach of the Central College cross country programs, here on today's Lely Radio Sports page.